Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic and Pocketbook Scam, August 27, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest verified household policy moves touch rural health care, college costs, worker safety, and government enforcement. A few are immediate actions, such as new lawsuits and announced federal funding. Others are steps in a longer process, so they do not change anyone's bill or rights today. The Senate was scheduled to return today, but its official activity page had not yet posted new legislative action when this scan was prepared. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Georgia receives $93.3 million for rural hospitals, telehealth, and health worker training. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced $93.3 million for rural health care projects in Georgia. CMS says the money will support 87 rural hospitals, telehealth access, transportation, maternal and behavioral health care, newborn screening, workforce training, cybersecurity, and surgical robotics capacity. The agency says this completes Georgia's first year allocation of about $218 million under the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program. What to watch? Georgia's Department of Community Health and participating hospitals should release project details, timelines, and measures showing whether the money improves appointments, travel access, staffing, or hospital services.
Headline 2. Justice Department sues four states over in-state tuition rules for undocumented students. The Justice Department filed lawsuits against Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington, seeking to block state laws that provide resident tuition rates and, in some cases, state financial aid to some undocumented students who live in those states. The department argues the laws conflict with federal law. The lawsuits do not change tuition eligibility today. Judges will decide whether the state laws can remain in force. What to watch? Watch for each state's legal response and for requests asking courts to pause the laws while the cases are pending. A filing is an allegation, not a final ruling.
Headline 3. Justice Department says George Washington University Medical School must change race-based admissions practices. The Justice Department said its investigation found that George Washington University's medical school intentionally used race in admissions for its 2024 and 2025 entering classes, in violation of Title VI and the Supreme Court's 2023 Students for Fair Admissions decision. DOJ says it is negotiating with the school over changes and could sue if that does not resolve the matter. The announcement is an agency finding, not a court judgment. What to watch? Watch for a settlement agreement, a response from George Washington University, or a DOJ lawsuit. Those documents would show exactly what admissions changes, if any, are required.
Headline 4. Medicare Advantage provider agrees to $541.5 million settlement over unsupported diagnosis code allegations. The Villages Health System, a Florida provider group, agreed to a $541.5 million settlement with the federal government over allegations that it submitted unsupported diagnosis codes that increased Medicare Advantage payments from 2020 through 2024. The company self-disclosed the issue, and a bankruptcy court approved the settlement on August 25th. The agreement resolves allegations and does not include a finding that the company is legally liable. What to watch? Watch the bankruptcy case. Any changes announced by the Villages Health System or the affected Medicare Advantage insurers, and whether federal investigators bring similar cases involving diagnosis coding.
Headline 5. FAA opens expanded drone testing program to more state, local, tribal, and territorial partners. The Federal Aviation Administration launched Phase 2 of its Beyond Drone program and plans to choose up to 8 additional state, local, tribal, or territorial lead partners. The program is meant to test and expand more advanced drone operations under regular aviation rules, including flights beyond the operator's visual line of sight, public safety work, and airport operations. What to watch? Watch which governments are selected, what projects they propose, and the FAA's coming nationwide rule on beyond visual line of sight drone operations.
Headline 6. Public comment window closes on OSHA proposal to revise benzene respirator rules. Today is the deadline for written public comments on OSHA's proposed changes to parts of its benzene exposure standard. OSHA says the proposal would update certain respirator requirements, allow more flexibility in respirator choices, and better line up the benzene rule with its general respiratory protection standard. It is still a proposal, not a final workplace rule. What to watch? Watch for OSHA's next proposal or final rule. It may keep, revise, or drop parts of the plan after reviewing public comments and the advisory committee's recommendations.
Headline 7. Justice Department and FBI seize online tools allegedly used to target U.S. critical infrastructure. The Justice Department and FBI said they obtained court approval to seize two online platforms, QScan and QT Router, that they say were operated by a China-linked hacking group and used to target U.S. critical infrastructure and sensitive networks. DOJ says the action disrupted the group's ability to use those platforms. The department identified federal agencies among the targets, but did not report a new public disruption of household utility service. What to watch? Watch for court filings that provide more detail about victims or damage, and for follow-up cybersecurity alerts from federal agencies or affected utilities. Any claim about avoided harm remains uncertain unless officials release evidence of a stopped attack.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Run the local zip scan for a sighted look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the link to sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. What's MyPolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.